News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a new resource has been created to provide guidance to schools, teachers and parents on how to address the impact of online masculinity influencers like Andrew Tate. We're joined by Dr. Dara McCashin, Assistant Professor in the School of Psychology at DCU, Chair of the Observatory Anti-Bullying Centre, who created this guide. Dara, why did you feel there was a need for such a guide?
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
So, alongside Dr. Fiona O'Rourke and Dr. Catherine Baker here at DCU, I suppose we were responding primarily to the call out from teachers and parents to say that we need something. We need something to respond to the noise that the likes of Tate are spewing online and particularly the impact that it's having in the classroom and the home.
So what have you recommended in the guide? How do you address this?
So it's a three-part guide, and I suppose the first part really looks at the overall context. So, you know, it's not just the digital ecosystem in which this is occurring, but it's also mirroring different effects that we're seeing in society more generally, particularly chiming with the recent the Women's Aid report about regressive ideas of overall masculinity in Irish society. But part two also looks at the implications that it has in the classroom. So where are we seeing it? How is it impacting ideas? And then part three looks at specific strategies and best practice guidelines as to how you would facilitate the conversation.
So in terms of if you're addressing parents this morning, how do you address this situation? Because there may have been a tendency in the past that, don't mention them, don't platform. I hate that term, but we regularly get accused of platforming people here on News Talk, which is interviewing people. Often hear it on social media. What is your take on that?
Of course, and often that can embolden these sorts of influencers in the first place. But and it's a valid critique because in many ways we don't want this kind of both sidesism for really problematic ideas. But I suppose the core message of the report to parents and teachers is it is important to address it, to actually name the influencer in question. In this case, it's Andrew Tate, and to specifically facilitate conversations around some of those ideas. Because the opposite, the silence and the vacuum, is the very vacuum that Tate is filling with really problematic noise. So the first message is that we do need to name it, and we do need to try and facilitate conversations around some of those ideas, whilst not trying to finger wag or correct views, which is a very hard thing to do, and it's often quite challenging work.
I'm kind of curious because, and I'm probably completely wrong here, I would sort of blunder in with my lads and say, that guy's an idiot. Why are you listening to him? That's not the right approach, no?
This area is often associated with backlash, with often kind of combative attitudes. Whereas if you do the opposite, which is having kind of open questions surrounding, okay, there's a lot of interest in this person. What are the pros and cons of having this view of what it means to be a man? And kind of gently facilitating group work like that and allowing students themselves to question each other. And some of the kind of crazy ideas that emerge from the likes of that red pill ideology can be called out, and ridicule at some point may come into it, but we have to be careful not to be combative in our approach. Most important principle being we have to meet people where they're at, rather as opposed to where we would like them to be at.
Did your research look at what the appeal of the Andrew Tates of this world, what their appeal is for young men?
It's so interesting in the sense that there is nothing new about Andrew Tate, and specifically the ideas. What is particularly unique is how he's really gotten so much popularity, particularly with the preteen male audience. And that appeal does speak to the many vulnerabilities that particularly boys have. There's many needs of young people, for example. There is a mental health crisis.
I'm sorry to cut across you, but is it vulnerabilities or is it just a kind of an anti-establishment thing? I mean, 40, 50 years ago, it was Monty Python's Flying Circus. Okay, a much more benign force, obviously. I'm not comparing the two. But, you know, a way of kicking back against the system and so on. Is it not simply that? And that deep down, kids know what he's spewing is nonsense and stuff, but it allows them present themselves in this way.
It's definitely a mix. So it's a mix of your red pill ideology, you know, conspiracy theories about, you know, who would have thought that the Matrix movie would still be having this impact? There's a inconvenient truth that Tate is somehow unveiling to his youth, his audience. But let's be clear, it's a glorified pyramid scheme with kind of a pseudo sort of hustle culture that's selling something that isn't really real, mixed in with your kind of Instagram-type symbolism of wealth and lifestyle. And that does appeal to particularly young boys. But this is happening in a context of a change in society. The role of men is different. The idea of what the ideal man and what the ideal role model should be isn't really being answered for boys. And this kind of self-help culture. So the biggest tragedy is that boys looking for mental health self-help are actually being fed this content, which is another huge issue as well.
It is a big issue. Okay. Really interesting. Thank you indeed for talking to us, Dr. Dara McCashin, Assistant Professor in the School of Psychology at DCU. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 10.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.